Hi, I'm Margaret, and this is Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First-Year Teacher. I just started my first year of teaching, and this podcast is going to be about the ups, the downs, and the crazy that happens as I progress through this year. This podcast is for new teachers, veteran teachers, teachers-to-be, and anyone else interested in this journey that is the next year of my life. Feeling this week's show is going to be shorter than usual. It was a short week, and I spent half of it at a training, so I just don't have much to say. This week started with me missing a day of class to go to that training, and ended with me, and everyone else, missing a day of class because of a tropical storm. So, some nice bookends there. We'll start with the training. Capturing Kids' Hearts Part 1. I feel like talking about this is going to be very boring. I sat in a room for 2 days with a bunch of other first, second, and third year teachers. We played a bunch of games and got to know each other. Then we learned a bit about how to run a class using their model and a discipline plan. It wasn't that the training wasn't worth it. I think it was, and I'm taking as much of it as I can back to my classroom. I just think talking about it is going to be me recapping the training, and it'll put people to sleep. So I'm not going to do that. Let's just go with, I learned a lot, and I'm going to try to use it in my classroom. I mean, I'm already doing some of it. I try to greet the kids at the door every day, and we created social contracts at the beginning of the year. And now we're talking about good things that are going on in our lives every day. That last one, which we just started, appears to be working in my first period class. There were a couple kids that really got into it, and we found out that two people in one class are both going to the Penn State game this weekend, and that they had no idea that the other person was going. It was like that day when I made them speed date. Yes, I made all of my classes speed date each other. And I found out that one kid in each of my classes was going to New York the next weekend. It was random. Coming back to school on Wednesday felt weird. It felt like a Monday without getting to have a weekend before it. I don't really have any good anecdotes from this week. My kids were working on projects all week, so there wasn't much for me to do. I thought I might get caught up in grading, but that didn't happen. So I'm just going to have to do a bunch of it on Sunday. I mean, I could do it today, which is Friday, because it's an e-learning day, but let's be realistic. It isn't happening today. And my Saturday is already packed. Having lunch with a friend who I haven't gotten to see in a while. I'm going to Pride in the afternoon, and then I'm chaperoning our delayed homecoming dance that night. I'm positive that I'll have something to say next week about homecoming. Let's see, what else can I talk about? I went to my first in-person IEP meeting last week. It was painless, and now I'm all emotionally attached to the kid and trying to figure out how I can help hook him up with someone who might be able to help him after graduation. He represented himself at the meeting because he's 19. It would be so easy for him to drop out and just get on with his life. But he's trying so hard to graduate. I don't know what his home situation is like, but my intuition says it's not great. And he just had someone really close to him die. So yeah, I empathize with him. And if I can support him in what he wants to do after school, I will. Randomly, I happen to know someone who does something adjacent to what he wants to do. So they're going to get me the numbers of some people who might be able to help him out. Hopefully he'll appreciate the opportunity and make a good connection there. I also just went to my first MDR meeting. Well, that isn't exactly true. I've been to one before while I was working for a lawyer who represented kids at MDR meetings. So yeah, I was on the other side, even though there really aren't supposed to be sides during these things. I didn't have much to say in this one. The kid never shows up for my class, which is why he's going through this entire process in the first place. Repeated absences from school. I can't see how not coming to school is the manifestation of a learning disability in math. And no one else could either. So he's moving on to the next step in the process that probably ends in alternative school. I've got another kid that I had to fill out some paperwork on for some sort of disciplinary problem. Now that one annoyed me. Because I know whatever she did, it was some momentary stupidity of some sort, and she is better than that. I would tell her that much, but she's been suspended, so I haven't seen her. She seems to have some sort of impulse control problem, if what I've seen in class is anything to go on. I don't know if there's something diagnosable there, or if it's just her being a teenager, but I want her back in my class, because I believe that's the best place for her. I have no idea what she's like in her other classes, so maybe the analysis there is different. But as for my class, she's engaged and curious, and I like having her there, even if she occasionally interrupts, because she hasn't learned not to say something the second she thinks of it. But those disruptions are always about something that's going on in class, so they don't annoy me. Anyway, she needs to stop doing whatever it was that got her into trouble in the first place and get herself back into class. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'm hoping for the best. Oh, I don't think I mentioned this last week, but I had a kid in my psychology class ask if she could teach a class. Now, I know next to nothing about teaching at this point, so I definitely don't want to try to teach her about teaching right now. But my training program starts in about a week, I think, or 2 weeks. So hopefully by next semester, I'll know something. I told her that if she was serious about wanting to teach a class, we would make that happen next semester. She was really excited about me saying yes, and she's brought it up several times to her friends since then. So she seems pretty serious about it. It just felt like the sort of thing I should encourage. She said she wants to be a psychologist, so whether she ends up being a psychologist or a teacher or something else entirely, I'm going to let her do this. I'll update everyone on how it goes. I think it'll go really well, though. That's all I've got for this week. My observation is next week, so come back to find out if I survived. Plus, we've got that homecoming update. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends. I'm on Twitter at pedagogy_what. No question mark. Bye.